Present.
Senator Camuli?
Present.
Senator Fuentes?
Present.
Speaker Jackson?
Present.
Senator Kirkendall?
Tardy excused.
Senator Martinez?
Present.
Senator Thimmel?
Present.
Present.
Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Oh, I can see it.
All right. Moving, thank you. Seeing no further public comment, we'll move into agenda item 4, approval of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 31st, 2017. Senator Fuentes?
I move to approve the minutes from October 31st, 2017 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Minutes passed. Moving to agenda item 5, reports. Report to the Secretary of the Senate.
No report.
Great. Moving into subsection B, Speaker Pro Tem 4.
Tomorrow we'll be having a panel for the interns. Very excited. Thank you to all of you who are already engaging with your interns. Please encourage other senators to make contact with their interns and to collaborate with them. I know a lot of people have already been reaching out to Speaker Jackson and trying to get projects ready since they do have a final project where they must do something with their senator mentor and within ASUN. So again, thank you. Please utilize your interns. And it's pretty amazing so far.
Love it. Any questions? Seeing none, we'll move into Chair of the Committee on Academics.
Okay. Hi, guys. So I mentioned last week in my report, Scott Mensing is coming. Please volunteer if you can help out with reading neuro applications. Another thing, Senator Sarwar and I are currently working with Assistant Vice Provost Furukawa from the Advising Center on changing the neuroscience advising system. He's just been keeping me on the loop on the progress of things, and they hired a new advisor, so yay.
Great, any questions?
Thank you for your work
on that. Chair of the Committee on Budget and Finance, we'll come back to him when he gets here. Chair of the Committee on Civic Engagement.
Hi guys, I'm sorry about being extremely ill last week and being unable to attend anything. Due to that also, and the fact that it's Veterans Day, there's no meeting this week. However, we do have the date finalized for the Science Fair. It's gonna be February 23rd officially. And I'm going to send an email out with everything that we would have covered in our meeting in an attempt to kind of have a meeting this week, but we will have one next week. We also have a new resolution that President Teixeira is going to come and present to have someone take over in my committee. So I'm excited to have that happen next Friday.
Any questions? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item F, Chair of the Committee, subsection F, Government Operations.
Hey guys, so we had a meeting last Friday. We had two pieces of legislation that we discussed. The first was regarding cutting the assistant director position of campus and public relations. We had to make an amendment to that because I forgot that it was still in the budget, but we amended it, so it'll be going out of the SAS and the budget. That'll be going to Senate next week. The other piece of legislation was updating the positions of the chief of staff in the SAS. I met with Chief of Staff Bradley and Speaker Pro Tem Martinez. We worked on that. That went through our committee, so that'll be going to Senate next week as well. We don't have a meeting this week because of Veterans Day, but we will have one next week where we'll be seeing the legislation that me and Senator Fleming has finished today regarding the resolution in support of the ADA accessibility. So that will be on next week, as well as cutting the iLead mentorship program. And that's all I have for now.
Great. Any questions? All right. Chair of the Committee on Public Affairs.
Good evening, everybody. So this Thursday is the Veterans Luncheon. We have tabled the Veterans, thank you to our Veterans banner, yesterday and today, and it was very successful. So successful that we will not be tabling tomorrow because the banner is so full of signatures. So shout out to Speaker Pro Tem 4 Martinez and his interns. They are awesome. So make sure, I'll give them a shout out during Senate for that. Super cool. And then our next meeting will be next Wednesday at 4 p.m. And we will have a thorough debrief of the event to highlight all like the details and stuff for next year's luncheon. And then per Dr. V's request, we'll be putting the legacy binder in the Nevada box so that the documents do not get lost and are universally accessible. And I'm thinking about maybe just getting all of the legacy binders in the committee files on the box, so that might be an idea as well. And then I'm also planning to invite Director of Campus and Public Relations, Brandon Wahlberg, to our next meeting to discuss K-12 outreach. And that's everything.
Love it. Any questions?
Great. We're actually meeting with one of the people from the school district. We're that, like, the, what is it called? Western region. Anthony, help me.
Western region rep.
Yeah. The adult person. Their advisor.
Oh, yeah.
The advisor of that person, and she wants us to come speak at their regional conference to all the different advisors about like how ASUN can collaborate with high school leadership. So it's pretty awesome. So I'm going to talk about that, and maybe your committee can help create like almost like a curriculum or what we would do during that class We can talk about that more later. Love it.
Okay.
Okay, university affairs.
Alright, so I have a meeting tomorrow with the VP of Research and Innovation. I'm just going to talk to him about new innovations in Nevada. And then my committee meeting is tomorrow at 4. I'm meeting with the Vice Provost next Monday. And I'm going to set up another meeting with the Wolf Shop to talk more about their textbook data.
Love it. Any questions? Alright, seeing none, thank you so much. My report, I actually have a couple important things that I have to tell you guys about. First of all, remember Veterans Day is this Friday for agenda posting, and then remember Thanksgiving is coming up too, so just plan your meetings accordingly. We will be having oversight next week, but we will not be having oversight or Senate the week of Thanksgiving just because a lot of people are going to be out of town. So, first of all, exciting news, Senator Cortez Masto's office reached out to us about Elector, and she's going to make like a video for Elector, which is going to be so cool. I'm so excited about it, yes. Okay, please let the room show that Senator Kirkendall entered the room at 7:43 p.m. So that's cool. Second of all, I can tell you guys all this like more in detail, but I was approached by an outside political organization that's interested in funding student government campaigns, like pouring thousands of dollars into, traditionally with this organization, it's been conservative leading candidates for student government organizations. So I'm currently working with my intern to include something within our governing document saying like taking any money or donations from outside political organizations is prohibited. Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff, but if you want to learn more about it, I'd love to kind of discuss it and my experience and how we found out about this. But just know, like, I want you guys to be aware of it because they are trying to target campus leaders and people potentially running for office on our campus. So it's important that we're educated about this and we're able to spot it, and then we're able to like articulate why we don't want that influencing our elections or going overspending for campaigns or anything. Yes, Senator Buskin.
I got that same email from the guy.
Oh, you
and
did?
And then looked into like the company he was representing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they like represent conservative.
Uh-huh.
They're like, they fund conservative students to run for student government positions.
Yeah, if you want to look more into it, the people that approached me were from an organization called the Campus Leadership Project, but it is an affiliate of an organization called Turning Point USA. So if you want to look into it, I can send you guys articles too. I'm sorry, this just kind of happened, so I haven't been able to update everyone. Senator Martinez, did you have something? No? Okay, we can talk about it more. Senator Buster?
He also offered in the email to give me a free meal, and I considered taking it, but I also didn't for obvious reasons. But if you wanted to include, like, something about, like, receiving anything from them at all,
yeah,
I think that would...
Well, this is another thing... that I've also been talking to my intern about is, I'm pretty sure it's in the Board of Regents handbook about like gift giving, because usually for public officials you're not allowed to receive gifts over a certain amount, or you have to like go to the Board of Regents to talk about like if that's okay for you to receive, just because you don't want like outside forces persuading you to do something and stuff. So we want to look into that and like maybe creating more of a structure for like gift giving and gift receiving within our governing documents, just because I think that's an important ethical thing. But we can talk more about that later if you would like to. But are there any more questions on that? Just know that that's coming and know that it's there because they're trying to like find people right now. So if you ever have any questions, let me know. Third of all, I met with the provost on Friday to talk about apportionment, because it's the every other year, which we have to do reapportionment this year. There's been some college splitting around the Community Health Sciences, Division of Health Sciences, and the School of Nursing, so there's just going to be different centers and everything for those, so I was just kind of trying to figure out where we're at with like undeclared students and how this whole new organizational structure is going to work out, because we have to have the reapportionment set by and presented by the first week of December, so it's coming up. Sarah Buster.
How many parts did they split into?
So the College of the Division of Health Sciences has split from what is now 1 to 3. So it is Community Health Sciences, the Division of Health Sciences, and the Orga School of Nursing are all separate colleges now.
How many do they currently have?
Three.
motion to approve more senators to actually sit on our Senate, which is something Senator Flang has talked about a long time ago, so it's exciting. But we're just going to see how it works out. There's some challenges just because the Orbis School of Nursing is about like 240 students. So I don't know. Well, I talked to the provost a lot about this, but if you want to get more into intricacies or if you want to help out with this like undeclared student thing, let me know. It's kind of interesting. Anything else about the provost? Okay. The other thing that I just went to that was really interesting, it was the chancellor's budget seminar that President Texera talked about in his last meeting. It was cool to see. And then I had a meeting with GSA president to talk about the INTO program and how we can. Before we like write a resolution, I think it's important that we get perspectives of international students and students that like don't necessarily feel safe on our campus. And we can make this like a bigger thing, but I'm thinking like another open forum that we can have, similar to what we had in Charlottesville. You know, if we're gonna write a resolution for INTO, you know, if we say that we support it, I think we need to build in more opinions into our resolution of what infrastructure we think needs to be put in place for, you know, having all these international students come here and making sure that they feel safe and making sure that they have the resources available to them. But again, I think that's applicable to anyone that feels unsafe on a campus right now. So if we could just invite everyone to this big meeting and then have them talk about things, and then we can use those things to write in our resolution about INTO. Sarah Kirkendall.
It was the provost that presented that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So would we be able to invite the provost for more questioning? Because the overall feeling that I just got from that presentation was that they're commercializing international students for the sake of money.
I would somewhat agree. When I asked Provost Carmen, like, are there any kind of initiatives you found to include these individuals? It was just kind of like, well, no, but that's what we should be doing. It's like, yes, that's what we should be doing, but that's not a definitive answer in order to support these students when we've had such kind of a difficult climate right now here at the university. So I would agree with the open forum or having them come back and definitely having people come out. I think it would also be a great opportunity with everything that's happened on campus, giving students another like big area to come and honestly voice their opinion and what they think we should be gearing towards right now.
So I just had a meeting about this today, but we should plan the date and the location, which I'm going to do all this stuff. But one thing that I was going to say, one really good piece of feedback that I got back from the Dear UNR event that happened last week was people are like, oh, we really love the Charlottesville meeting. We really love like all the stuff where students can come and have a voice. But the only problem was when these meetings are in the Senate chambers or if they're in the fourth floor ballrooms and everything. Like, everyone who got the email and got the invite, like, they're like, okay, let's go. But they want to make it more accessible to students that are just passing by. I went to a diversity dialogue on Friday with Sir Martinez and Assistant Director Lynch, and it was in the heart of the Joe, which was really cool because a lot of people that were just kind of passing by could stay and be part of the conversation. So I was thinking the Casey Rotunda would be a good location that's kind of high traffic so we could have an event like this, but I'm open to other suggestions that you guys have for either just somewhere that's more accessible to students that we could have this Senate meeting. Anyone? Does it sound good? Are we down for that? Certainly.
So it has to be like somewhere indoors, right?
Probably, yeah. Just because it's cold.
I like the rotunda.
Okay. I don't know. I really like that suggestion, and I think that's something we can take and roll with during all of our other things, but. Anything else about, Senator Flang?
Could we like rent out Starbucks or something?
That's always a possibility. Let's know. We could buy coffee.
Or I could bring this.
I just don't know how it would work with seating necessarily, but I'll definitely look into that. It's a really good suggestion. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Let's move back into the report of budget finance.
Sorry for being late, you guys. Minor difficulties. So, as for my committee meeting, we just had financial reviews for Brushfire, Wolfpack Radio, as well as Blue Crew again. And again, those are going to be presented in the financial review reports. Although, again, there are some problems with Blue Crew, as per usual. So, those will be covered in depth by Senator Flangus, who is so gracious to volunteer. So I know that you were actually So you were absent for meeting, so now you know. She's gonna be taking over Blue Crew, just so you know. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm still missing, I believe, one more financial review. I'll contact that person and see if we can get it again, and then have them out to the Senate. And then, yeah, that's about it.
Just for clarification,
yeah,
for my sake, you want all the documents, because I have one coming up,
mm-hmm,
48 hours in advance, is your policy, or what's your policy for having memos?
Memos 48 hours.